主耶稣圣名开始我们这一节课。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin the session.
来唱一首是174首。
Let's sing hymn number 174.
接下来我们看以斯拉记第四章。
Now we're going to study Ezra chapter 4.
第四章就是停工。
In chapter 4, they stop their work.
第四章开始说那些四周围的仇敌啊，听到以色列民犹大人回来重建圣殿。
And so in chapter 4, it describes how the adversaries around the people of Israel try to stop the work of the building of the temple.
那他们就来说，我们要与你们一同建造。
They came to them and said that an offer to build the temple with them.
说因为我们寻求你们的神与你们一样。
They had said to them that we seek the same God as yours.
这些人是亚述王去把别的地方把他们带到这里来的。
And these were people who had been relocated by the king of Assyria.
本来他们就拜偶像的。
They were originally idol worshippers.
后来因为不懂得在这个神应许的地方啊，不懂得敬拜神。
Even though they were living in the promised land, they did not understand how to worship God.
狮子就下来咬他们。
And so the lions came to devour them.
他们就害怕。后来有从巴比伦带祭司回来，叫他们要敬拜这一位独一真神。
And so they became fearful, and later on they accepted some priests from Babylon, and the priest taught them how to worship this true God.
所以他们也向神献祭。
And so they also worship the God of Israel.
同时还是拜他们的自己的偶像。
At the same time, they worship their own idols.
所以这些人不是真正的以色列人。
And so we can see from their actions that they were not true Israelites.
虽然也在向神献祭。
Even though they did offer to the God of Israel.
其实是不一样的。
But they actually were a different people.
所以这一种后来就是所谓的撒玛利亚人。
And so these were the people who later became the Samaritans.
犹太人很看不起这样的人。
And so the Jews really looked down upon these people.
那当时他们来说，我们侍奉你们的神，跟你们一样。
And so these people came to the Jews and offered to worship, offer to build the temple along with them.
第三节这里说，那个所罗巴伯、耶稣亚、以色列人就说我们。建造神的殿跟你们无干。
And so in verse 3, Zerubbabel and Jeshua said to them that you will have nothing to do with our building of the house for God.
我们自己要为以色列神的殿建来协力建造。
But we alone will build the Lord of Israel, his temple.
他们的心智很坚定没有受到影响。
And so the hearts of the Jews were firm; they were not influenced.
这回想到我们真教会初期的时候。
And so this reminded me of the early days of the true church.
我们这一方面的这种主张很强烈，也很坚定。
And because we stay firm to our beliefs and from the very beginning.
因为一开始说我们是万国更正教。
Because initially our church the gospel was preached under the slogan of the correctional church.
因为没有圣灵的教会。
Because the churches that did not have the Holy Spirit.
表面上是在侍奉神。
Those churches on the surface seem to worship God.
但是实际上都是按人的意思。
But they worship in a way that is man-made.
所以那些就是虽然是也是信耶稣基督，但是呢，是按照人的意思形成各种不同的教派。
Even though they all worship God, but because they worship in according to man's ways, they do not truly worship God.
那不同教派就是不同的好像侍奉不同的神一样。
And so they turn into different denominations, and they worship God as if they worship different gods.
因为他们都有自己不同的主张。
Because they had many emphases on different things.
那我们是圣灵 建立的教会。
But our church has been built up by the Holy Spirit.
是靠着圣灵来侍奉神的。
And we rely on the Holy Spirit to serve God.
这个跟人没有关系。
And so, our ways of worshiping God
is not man-made. 这个是神的教会。
And this is the true church of God.
是以神的灵来敬拜神的。
And we worship God by the Spirit of God.
好，跟以人的意识来敬拜神不一样。
And the way of worship is different from the man-made ways of worship.
所以说是无干的，没有什么关系。
And so that is why we also have nothing, we have no part in them.
差别就在这里。
And so that is the main difference.
今天呢，我们真教会是以神的灵来敬拜神的。
And today, in the true church, we worship God by the Spirit of God.
所以你看这个祷告就不一样了。
And we can see this very evidently from the way we pray.
好，所以说呢，这个是跟一般是无干，是没有办法合作，没有办法一起来的。
And so we can see that we can see the reason why we cannot build up our church with other churches.
那因为要坚持这个立场啊，所以以后阻挡就来了。
And in order to stand firm on this principle, some of the obstacles came.
所以第四节说啊，他们就开始来阻挡。
And so we can see these obstacles or oppositions from verse 4.
先用扰乱的方式让他们好像手软了，就工作会受到影响。
It says here, the people of the land tried to discourage the people and they troubled them in their building.
那再进一步啊，看没有挡不住，再进一步说会买那些谋士来败坏他们的谋算。
And not only that, they went a step further, they hired counselors against them to frustrate their purposes.
这个是相当用心机的哦。
And so we can see that these adversaries spent some time to think of different strategies.
但是还是没有办法来阻挡。
But we know that at the end, they were not able to resist
those people. 所以他们从立根基一起来之后，他们的工作是不受阻挡的，一直的很顺利的建筑。
And so we can see from the laying of the foundation of the temple, their work, even though it was resisted, it went on smoothly.
但后来这些仇敌看没有办法，什么没有方法来使这个工程啊停下来。
At the end, the adversaries realized that they were unable to stop the work of the temple.
所以他们第七节下面这一段呢，你看说，他们就联合所有的这些周围的以色列人的仇敌，他们联合起来上告到王那里去。
And so in verse 7, we can see that because they could not accomplish their aim to stop the temple rebuilding, they gather up all the people around and wrote a letter in appeal to the king.
要借着王的势力来强迫他们停工。
They wanted the king to force them to stop the work of the temple.
哇，他们这个计划呢，果然是成功了。
And so, by doing this, they succeeded.
所以王收到这个控告信，认为说，真的这些人，耶路撒冷城的这些犹太人，犹大人经常是跟有这样的事，历史上有这一些背叛的事情。
And so after the king received the letter, he thought that it is true that the people in Jerusalem had this tendency to oppose the king.
所以就听信这些人的控告。
And so he listened to a letter of accusations.
马上就下达命令啊，说要叫他们停工。
And so he gave a decree to stop the work at the temple.
所以这些人收到王的命令啊，就到耶路撒冷来见犹大人，用势力强迫他们停工。
So after they received this letter from the king, they went to Jerusalem to forcefully stop the work at the temple.
24节这里说神殿的工程就停止了。
And so in verse 24, the work at the temple was stopped.
那这一章记载这个停工的事情。
And so in this chapter, it describes how the work was stopped.
好像神的旨意被阻挡了。
It seems as if the will of God had been stopped as well.
乍看之下好像是这样，但是实际上我们看整个神的计划不是这样子。
But actually, if we understand the will of God, that is not so.
为什么这个工程会被迫停下来？
Why was this work stopped?
这个都有神的旨意。
There is the will of God inside.
我们知道一个人如果一帆风顺，
We know that if it's smooth sailing all the way,
不一定是好事。
It may not be a completely good thing for a person.
我们总希望说一帆风顺。
Of course, we all want to have a smooth way, a path in front of us.
这是人的想法。
This is our human thinking.
站在神看我们整个人生的这个历程，觉得这个不是最好。
But in God's eye, as He looks at our life, it may not be a good thing.
受一点磨练，然后再开始，会更好。
After some training, our life would become better.
所以我站在神的立场看，这个有神的旨意。
And so by looking at this chapter from the eye of God, we can see the will of God in here.
那再回想我工作的历程。
And as I reflect on my journey, my work life,
是很符合这个神的旨意。
I believe that this is according to God's will.
在我感觉到说我工作最顺利的时候，突然间，操练就来了。
Because in my lifetime, when things were going well, trials followed.
开始的时候感觉，为什么会这样？
Initially, I did not understand why.
经过祷告之后知道，有神的美意。
And after I prayed, I understood the will of God.
因为万事互相效力，都叫爱神的人得益处。
Because all things work together for the good of those who love God.
这句话不会错。
These words cannot, will not fail.
这个就是神的旨意。
And this is the will of God.
所以教会的工作也是一样。
And so the work in the church is the same.
这个时候就考验我们的信心。
When trials come, they try our faith.
什么叫信心？
What is faith?
相信神的旨意。
That is to believe the will of God.
相信神与我们同在。
That is to believe that God is with us.
那就不会有什么其他的声音出来。
And if we truly believe this, we will not hear other voices.
所以保罗勉励提摩太。
And so Paul encouraged Timothy.
无论得时不得时，都要专心传道。
No matter if it is time or not, continue preaching.
得时的时候不用说。
When it is easy, things may go easily.
不得时的时候，信心受考验。
When things go bad, our faith will be tried.
这些百姓一受感动回来，一头热心这样做起来，工作这么迅速，很顺利。
Because initially, when the people first returned to their homeland to rebuild, everything went smoothly.
这种信心，这种热忱，是不是能够一直持续的很久？
They had the zeal and this, they were fervent, but can that last for a long time?
没有经过考验的信心，
a faith not tried.
能不能持久？
Can it or can it not last long?
圣经告诉我们，
The Bible tells us
不可能，
not possible.
因为信心一定要经过试验，
because faith must be tried.
而且是百般的试验，
it must be tried many times.
才能生出忍耐，忍耐生出老练，老练达到成功，有盼望。
So that it can, and it must be tried in different ways so that it will bear perseverance. And faith.
所以我们个人的信仰的这种历程，以及整个教会事工的这个发展，我们不要期望说，一帆风顺。
And so, in our personal journey of faith and in the work of the church, we should not expect to have smooth sailing all the way.
只要凭着信心遵行神的旨意，就对了。
We should live by this. We should live by faith and do according to God's will.
所以说，这个停工对他们是有好处的。
And so I believe that in this chapter, that the fact that they stopped their work was beneficial for them.
因为实际上，以色列人被掳到那边去70年之后回来，他们的信心是需要再建立的。
Because after the 70 years of Babylonian captivity, their faith needed to Some time was needed to build up their faith.
那么停下来这段期间是考验的时期。
And so the time that they stopped their work was a time of trial.
考验的结果怎么样？
What is the result of this trial?
大家可以看哈该书就知道了。
And we can see the results in the book of Haggai.
起初的信心在哪里？
where was their initial faith?
那种圣灵的感动在哪里？
What kind of initial movement of the Holy Spirit?
全部都住在天花板的房子里面享受了。
You can live
住在自己家里面的盖天花板的这个房子里面享受。
You can enjoy that feeling in your own house.
那个时候没有冷气的哈，不过也是很享受。
But you can enjoy that on your own.
但是圣殿的房顶还没有盖。
But at the time the roof of the temple had not been built.
他们自己都盖了有天花板的房子，哇，这个是相当。跟王宫差不多了。
But they had built for themselves nice houses.
一般民众的房子不可能有天花板的。
And they had these houses with shingles, and they actually built themselves very nice houses.
但是当时那些百姓都有了。
But at that time, so that's what the Israelites had at that time.
现在信心都在家里了，没有在圣殿了。
And so, because they could not build the temple, they spent all their efforts on their homes, and they built up their faith in their homes.
所以神就首先差哈该先知去告诉他们。
And so God sent the prophet Haggai to them.
你们要省察，你们要省察自己的行为。
And he said, "You need to examine yourselves."
那个行为就是信心。
You need to examine your deeds because it shows your faith.
因为信心就在行为上表现出来嘛。
Because your faith can be seen by your actions.
神的殿荒凉，
you have laid the temple of God.
你们住在天花板的房屋里面享受，
but you built yourselves nice houses to live in.
神已经一再提醒你们了，
and God has reminded you multiple times.
种了那么多，收了那么少，
you have planted much, but you have harvested little.
收进来的放到破的袋子里边就落出去。
What you have harvested, you have put into a sack with a hole, and so.Your harvest has leaked out.
那你们还没有醒过来。
But you have not awakened.
所以哈该先知就告诉他们。
And so the prophet Haggai told them.
你们要审查自己的行为。
You need to examine your own deeds.
赶快上山取木料，继续来开工，赶快把完成这个圣殿的工作。
So hurry up and go up to the mountain to gather wood and then continue the work at the temple.
神就会与你们同在。
And then God will be with you.
神会再祝福你们。
And God will bless you.
鼓励他们。
And so he encouraged them.
所以他们就醒过来了。
And so after that, they woke up.
所以看到第五章。
In chapter 5.
这个就是复工了。
And this is the restarting of the building of the temple.
所以当时那个先知啊，哈该啊，还有这个撒加利亚啊，奉以色列神的名向犹大和耶路撒冷的犹大人说劝勉的话。
And so in verse 1 it says that the prophet Haggai and Zechariah prophesied to the Jews in Judah in the name of God.
那他们呢就听了先知的话，就起来动手再重建造这个神的殿。
And so after listening to the words of the prophets, they rose up again to build the house of God.
那神的先知呢，在那里帮助他们。
And the prophets of God were there to help them.
所以这个复工啊，是神特别差两位先知来勉励，而且帮助他们。
The reason why they were able to resume the work was that that God sent two prophets to them.
而现在如果说我们看到哪个地方好像信心软弱啊，教会啊，这样一直都没有发展。
Today, if we see a church with very little progress,
要派先知去勉励。
We need to send prophets to them.
要派先知去帮助。
We need to send prophets to help them.
这是需要的。
And it is necessary.
所以我们特别照顾这些软弱的。
And so we need to pay special attention to those who are weak.
所以今天我们总会在看。照顾全体教会的时候，就知道哇，这个地方很软弱，需要传道去帮助。
And so once the General Assembly notices that a church is especially weak, we need to send pastors to help them.
刚强的没问题，90先放下，找那一只迷失的。
If we have the stronger ones among us, we can treat it like the 99 sheep that we have, and just go out to find the lost one.
所以神。特别照顾他们，就派两位先知来。 帮助他们。
Because God especially cared for them, He sent them two prophets.
好，他们的信心恢复了。
And so they revived their faith.
哇，大家又动工建造。
And so everyone gathered together to restart the work.
这一次复兴起来，这个力量比以前更强。
And after this revival, the strength they had was stronger than the initial strength.
经过考验之后出来的，这个信心会更强。
And the faith that had been tried became stronger than before.
我们看到第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
那一些河西的总督那些人又来了，怎么又动工了？本来他们是要来阻挡的。
And so their adversaries came again, and they were astonished that they had started rebuilding again.
所以他们就来查问，谁叫你们动工？
And so they asked them, who has commanded you to build this temple?
我们看第四节。
Read verse 4.
所以我们便告诉他们，建造这殿的人叫什么名字？
And so they said, we told them the names of the men who were constructing this building.
这些人的名字是谁？
What are these names?
就是那些长老。
The names of the elders.
现在因为经过一段时间所罗巴伯、耶稣雅他们年纪很大，很老。
Because after some time, Zerubbabel and Jeshua were old in age.
回来的时候已经七八十岁，经过这么快要二十年了。
And so by the time they had returned to the land, they were already 70 or 80 years old, and 20 more years had passed.
至少应该有90岁了。
They were at least 90 years old.
所以他们只是一个精神领导而已。
And so I believe that they were just spiritual leaders.
真正实际的工作已经交给第二代的这个总长老。
The actual work of rebuilding had been passed on to the next generation, the elders of the Jews.
现在就是总长老在带领这个工作。
And so they were the elders who were leading the people in the rebuilding.
他们很勇敢。
And so they were very courageous.
谁叫你们动工的？
And so when they were asked, who has commanded you to build this temple? And they said, we.
我叫什么名字？
记下来没有关系。These are my name, our names. Write them down.
这个记名到王那里面杀头了。
They were not afraid of sending their names up to the king, even though they risked their death, their heads.
不怕死。
They were not afraid of death.
甘愿为这个圣殿的事情杀头没有关系。
They were willing to die for the rebuilding of the temple.
那我到大陆访问的时候。
When I went to visit the churches in China.
同样的情况。
I saw a similar situation.
因为为了他们，为了要盖会堂。
In order to build a church building.
被取缔了。
Some people were they were captured or arrested.
那上面要来抓人了。
The government sent policemen to come and arrest them.
谁是负责人？
And so the policemen went up to ask, who are the council members?
每一个人都说我。
And everybody said, me.
怎么那么多？
And so the police asked them, how come you have so many council members? And they said, we are all council members.
抓一两个可以，抓这么多，抓到哪里去？
Because it's probably feasible to capture just two people, one or two, but they were surprised to capture so many, arrest so many.
没有办法下手。
And so they didn't know what to do.
算了，就回去了。
And so they just let them go.
有一个地方。
There's another church.
会堂要被拆。
The church was ordered to be torn down.
信徒都在那边，不回去就住在那里。
And so all the members gather at the church and they refuse to go home.
怎么拆？
And so how could they tear down the church? And so they were not able to tear down the church.
那好了，那就卖给你们盖会堂。
And so the government compromised, and so the government agreed to sell the church to our church members to build another church on top.
真的是教会挂那么大。
And so a larger church building was built upon that piece of land with the names of the church.
公安的办公室。
With the name of the church written on the building, and this building was actually right across the street from the police station.
我去看了，怎么会这样？这个是神迹啊！
And so I was very astonished, and I believe that was a miracle to have this happen.
很勇敢。
And so they were very courageous.
他们不怕死。
They were not afraid of death.
这种精神现在他们很特殊，很特殊。
And so I find it especially precious of the churches in China.
阿根廷的时候碰到我们的那大陆来的弟兄。
One time I was in Argentina and I met one of the brothers from China.
他当时很做生意很不顺利。
Initially his business was not very successful.
这个也不行，那个也不行。
He failed at many tries.
后来他就买了一个地方，怎么样开，就是要开什么？
开店。 So he bought a place to open a store.
我说这样你,
and so I asked him, is this a good idea?
你们这么大的地方, 哇, 这个,
because I noticed that he had a great piece of land.
他跟我怎么说?
And he said,
他说啊, 背水一战, 哇, 这个是, 很厉害的, 反正, 不成功变成人, 怕什么,
So if I fail, I fail, I don't care.
哦, 他们不但在信仰上, 他们自己的生活上也是这样, 不怕死的,
we can see that they have they're not afraid of death, both in their faith and in their personal business, personal life.
这种精神也是操练出来的,
and I believe that this type of faith has been trained as well.
所以我说过去大陆几十年的那个操练的也是有好处的。
And so I believe that the trials that the China members underwent went through in the past many years was beneficial for them. Because those trials caused them not to be afraid of death.
哇,那用在这个信心上面就更强,
and so it's especially good when they apply that kind of spirit to their faith.
所以如果有机会我们到大陆去,一直去福建省那边去看,那个会堂一间一间看, 哇, 你会昏倒的,哪里会,这个是什么地方啊?
So I suggest that if you have an opportunity, you may go to China to look at some of the church buildings that we have there, because they're truly impressive.
你会听到啊,我第一次听到,我真的一直,我很感动的,我一直掉眼泪,奇怪的。
The more stories I heard, the more I shed tears.
他们以前是真的很不自由的。
Because many years back, they truly did not have religious freedom.
那一旦开会让他们出来,哦, 不得了啊。
Once you allow them not to have underground, once you allow them not to go underground, you can see how amazing the church is.
那这个事情是在,就是在莆田啊。
And this happened in a church in Putian.
最近他们献堂啊, 5000人参加, 5000人。
During their church dedication, about 5,000 members attended.
他们在教会里面有组织管乐队, 是,都吹号的管乐队。
They have a brass ensemble in their church.
他们要去洗礼的时候,
or wind ensemble. When they went for a baptism,
前面有大旗,
they held a great flag in front of them.
啊, 教会啊, 什么旗都拿出来,
and so they had all kinds of flags, actually.
大旗在受洗, 大旗在前面, 后面什么旗子很多,
they had this flag, a banner for baptism, and then they had other flags.
接下来就是管乐队, 哦, 基督,
and then behind
见证,
them, behind them was the wind, the marching band, and they marched as
后面啊,
they went to baptism.
就是受洗的队伍, 他们都是, 哎, 都是算白的, 受洗的队伍,
and because more than several hundred people were baptized at that time, they formed up a unit and they marched behind the marching band.
再后面就是众信徒,
and after them, were the other members in the church. And so they looked like the Israelites exiting in the Exodus.
啊,
and so I was really moved.
那些从各地来的, 从北方啊, 就内陆来的信徒啊, 那些长老执事来访问, 看到这个情况, 每个人哭得像, 像什么一样。
And so at that time, there are other members from other parts of the country. They came for the dedication, and when they saw this, they were moved to tears.
这个是神奇,
and so it is truly a miracle.
所以说啊, 这种信心啊, 很重要,
and so we understand from this that it is important to have
他们很勇敢,
faith.
为主做见证,
because of their courage, they are able to testify for the Lord.
所以当时这些长老就是报名, 是我。
And so at that time, the elders here reported their names.
所以第五节就说神的眼目看顾他们。
And therefore, in verse 5, it says, the eye of their God was upon the elders.
这个就是被训练过来的信心。
We can see that this is a result of a faith that has been tried.
所以这一代啊, 信心啊, 比上一代更强。
We can see that the faith of this generation was stronger than the generation before.
我们看使徒行传就知道了。
When we study the book of Acts, we can find.
那第七章你看到这个尸体版。
In chapter 7,
第六章, 第七章,
chapter 6 and 6 and 7, Stephen.
就是第二代的工人出来啊。
He was one of the second generation workers.
在耶路撒冷见证多有力量。
And he has so powerfully testified in Jerusalem.
众人挡不住了。
His testimony was so strong that the multitudes could not resist him.
被打死都不怕的。
And he was even not afraid of being stoned to death.
还为那些打他的祷告。
And he even prayed for those who stoned him to death.
这个就是第二代的工人。
We can see that he is a second generation worker.
那七个人当中, 还有一个叫腓力。
And among the seven, was one person named Philip.
他的这个经历都是使徒没有经历过的。
And the experiences that he had were different from what the apostles experienced.
第八章,
in chapter 8, it describes how he went to a city in Samaria.
那个城本来是一个行邪术的控制的一个地方。
The city had been controlled by some sorcerer.
他去了，几乎他全城都信了。
After he went to that city, the whole city believed in Christ.
连控制全城那个邪术的西门信了。
And even the sorcerer believed in Christ.
你看那个比使徒更厉害。
And we can see that he was more powerful than the apostles.
所以第二代工人很重要。
And so from this we can understand how important it is, how important the second generation workers are.
第一代的使徒是立根基的。
The first generation apostles or disciples were they laid the foundation for the church.
第二代的工人这个是
But the second generation workers were the ones to finish the work.
So we treasure
the next generation workers.
神的眼目看顾他们。
And so here it says the eye of the Lord was upon them.
所以首先呢, 这些总督啊, 哇, 都变了, 心变了。
And so the governors changed their heart.
本来要阻挡,
they initially wanted to resist their work, but now they decided not to.
他在心里说, 哦, 那, 啊, 你们, 为什么, 啊, 要建造这个工作?
And so they asked them, why are you building this temple?
本来要阻挡, 现在不阻挡, 又关心了, 被关心他们了。
Even though they initially wanted to resist the work, later on they became more caring.
工作的情况怎么样啊?
And they would ask them, inquire them of how the work was carrying,
他们就报告了,
was being carried out.
就跟他这样讲了。
And so they reported to the governor.
他们就把所看到所报告的事情呢, 啊, 送到王那里去。
And so they reported what they saw at the temple to the king.
不然的话, 没有办法, 他们这个报告, 没有办法达到王面前的。
Otherwise, the report could not reach the king.
啊, 结果呢, 替他们送上这个报告去。
And so, actually, the governor sent up the report for them.
他们没有加添自己加添任何一句话。
They did not add to the letter of any words that they wanted to say.
只把再到这边呢, 看到他们工作的情况以及所听到他们所报告的事情送到王面前去。
So in this letter, they did not add anything extra. They only reported what was true. They reported what they saw, what they heard to the king.
结果得到王一看，哎，查一查看，真的查到了古列王的这个命令。
And so the king did some research, and he actually found the decree that was sent by King Cyrus.
哇，这个帮助很大。
And so this really helped the rebuilding of the temple.
所以这个复工啊, 我们就看到这两件很重要的。
And so from this chapter about the resuming the temple rebuilding, we see two important points.
先知的勉励和帮助。
First is the encouragement by the prophets.
这是第二代工人呢, 长老们的勇敢。
Second is that the second generation elders were brave, were courageous.
负责。
And they were fully responsible.
所以神的眼目看顾他们。
And so the eyes of God was upon them.
所以后面所得到的这些果效就更大了。
And so we can see the end result of this is greater than the former.
好，那现在我们看第六章。
So now let's turn to chapter 6.
所以大利又王接到这个报告之后。
And so after the king Darius received the report.
就查看这个典籍，啊，就找到了古列王的这个所降的指令。
And so he searched the royal archive and found the decree issued by King Cyrus.
那看这个指令啊，第三节啊，第六章第三节。
And let's read verse 3. Chapter 6, verse 3.
哦，这里提到这个这个殿呢，殿高啊60肘啊，宽60肘，用三层大的大石头啊，一层新木头，经费要出于王库。
Because it says in the decree that the height should be 60 cubits, its width 60 cubits, with three rows of heavy stones and one row of new timber. And it says in the decree that the expenses should be paid from the king's treasury. We can see from this dimensions that this temple is actually greater than the temple that was built by Solomon. And so this latter temple became greater than the temple of Solomon.
所以找到这个之后，大力王啊，就下命令了。
So after finding this, in the decree of Cyrus, King Darius gave a decree.
哦，这个命令是非常火急的，
And this decree was very urgent.
因为从第一个王波斯王第一个王下的命令到现在还没有完成，哦，所以他的心很急啊。
Because the reason why it's so urgent is that this decree had been issued by King Cyrus, but it has not yet been fulfilled until now.
第一个古列王是神是用感动的啊，感动他的心。
During the time of King Cyrus, God moved the heart of the king.
现在大力王啊，神是用火烧他的心，火。
But during the King Darius, God actually put this zeal inside his heart.
所以保罗啊。勉励提摩太说：“要把我给你恩赐啊，像火一样的眺望起来，哎，这个是不同的。”
Just as Paul said to Timothy, "I want to burn you with a fire zeal."
保罗的恩赐在用火拜把它眺望起来，不是更厉害吗？
If talents can be further encouraged by fire, wouldn't that be even better?
所以今天呢，我们能在这里来学习啊，受训啊。就是要眺望，眺望。
Today we have come here to learn, to be trained. It is to rekindle the zeal in our hearts.
二三十年来，我们的根基已经立定了。
In the past 20 to 30 years, the foundation of our faith has been laid.
初步的规模已经立好了。
And the initial, building structure of our faith has been laid as well.
接下来要怎么样来兴旺我们美国的福音，那就看我们的。
Next, how we can rekindle the zeal in all the churches in America depends on us.
我们的心呢，我们的恩赐啊，要眺望起来。
We should rekindle the zeal in our hearts and in our spirits.
哦，所以这个大力王的马上就下命令来了。
And so King Darius gave another decree.
看他的命令里面第六节第七节。
Let's read verses 6 to 7.
哦，这个命令说叫那些和河西的总督他们呢、要你们当远离他们，远离。
He commanded those people, those adversaries, to leave the Israelites alone, go far from there.
不要拦阻神殿的工程，任凭犹大人的省长和犹大人的长老在原处建造神这殿。
And he commanded the people to let the work of the building of God's temple alone and let them build this house on its site.
没有阻挡啊。
So he prevented any kinds of obstacles.
任凭得了自由了。
And so the Jews were truly had true freedom.
所以我们看到像大陆的教会就是这样，以前是有阻挡，现在没有阻挡，也是王命令啊。那个是王的命令，就是。这个是邓小平嘛，邓小平。
We can see a similar situation in the churches in China. They were initially resisted, and later on, they even received a decree from the chairman Deng to be allowed their work.
他下命令开放，开放。
We can see that a while ago, he gave a decree to open religious freedom in China.
可以在信仰可以自由。
And he allowed people to have religious freedom.
所以没有阻挡。
And so the oppositions ended.
那没有阻挡啊，就可以自由的发展了。 会发展。
And because they no longer had obstacles in front of them, they were able to grow freely.
所以阻挡已经排除啊。
And so all the obstacles were.
再来第八节。
Gone. And so verse 8.
我又降旨，就第二道指令啊。
It says, I, moreover, I issue a decree.
第二道指令就是说要从河西的款项中啊，急速拨取贡银，做他们的经费，免得耽误工作。
It says that some of the taxes from the region beyond the river should come out of the king's treasury and be provided for them to use.
从国库里面呢，急速的，拨取这些贡银呢，来做建殿的经费，不要让工作受到耽误。
In other words, immediately the king commanded the king's treasury to be opened to be used for the expenses of rebuilding the temple so that the rebuilding will not be hindered any longer.
所以现在我们想啊，发展福音，经费是一大问题。
Some of the times when we are preaching the gospel, we often run into the situation of lacking funds.
所以前几年我们联总说要完成世界宣道的工作，我们推动一个人人奉献。
And so many years ago, the International Assembly started a program where everyone could contribute some money directly to the International Assembly.
这个要从国库里面，人人国库是人人大家的，不是只有少数人，大家的，从国库里面拨取供应，让工作不会受到耽误。这样。
This situation is the same as opening up the king's treasury because. The funds from everybody is the same as the king's treasury.
当时我在祷告当中，就是想到这个，所以才提出这样的计划。
Actually, I received a message during my prayers at that time before I proposed this program, because I remember this verse from the Bible.
如果要让这个圣工不受到耽误啊，一定要从国库里面拨取供应出来。
Because it says here, in order for the work not to be hindered, we need to open the king's treasury.
所以我们说，人人奉献，一天一个小钱也可以，按照个人很容易可以办得到的，很容易的，啊，这样子，如要人人参与，就是国库了，这个国库就很充裕了，经费就不会受到阻挡。
And in order for the funds not to be hindered, we need to open this king's treasury. And today, the king's treasury is the same as the international assembly funds contributed by everybody according to their abilities.
当时我提出这个计划就根据这个，根据这个。
And again, the reason why I proposed that proposal was that I had read this verse from the Bible.
感谢神啊，很多地区啊，很多地方都有在实行，他们那个地方。就看到说经费很充裕。
Praise God, many churches participated, and we find that we have sufficient funds in our treasury.
比如说在英国总会。
Another example took place in the United Kingdom General Assembly.
还没有实施这种人人奉献的之前呢，他们要去帮忙会做的工作，都要联总这边去拨。钱给他，哇，每天付真那么重，我说这样下去怎么可能？我们没有办法，人总没有办法负担这么多。
Because before the program was executed, the United Kingdom was in charge of the missionary work in Africa, and at the time they always asked the International Assembly for funds, but at the time the International Assembly could not afford or found it difficult to find money for them.
那自从这几年来啊，实施这个人人奉献之后啊，现在啊，他们经费是用不完的。
So after we initiated that program, the United Kingdom General Assembly has had funds that they have not been able to use fully.
现在经费是充裕的，但是呢，人员不足。
So right now we have sufficient funds, but we don't have enough people to work.
感谢神啊。
Praise God.
大家只要认识、懂得，啊，照这样去做，其实并不困难。
So if we can understand the word of God and we do accordingly, God will open a way for us.
好，所以今天呢，我们在我们美国地区也是一样的，我们。 现在要推展新冠这个福音的工作。第一个，一定国库要充裕的啊，要充裕。
And so in the United States, it is the same. If we want to expand the preaching of the gospel, we should also follow the examples from this verse.
怎么样让神殿里的这个经费充裕，这个工作就能够很顺利的推展，不会受到耽误。
Because if we can fill up the treasure house of the church, the work will not be hindered.
好，那第九节是说，在这个殿里面的侍奉所需要的这些呢，也不要这个受影响。
In verse 9, it says that whatever they need, all the things that they needed for the rebuilding of the temple should be provided.
这个是对内的侍奉上的这些需要。
This refers to the internal needs of the church.
那我想这一方面呢，我们大概各地教会都没有什么问题。
And I believe that most of the churches do not have problems in this respect.
我们大家的奉献一定够我们自己教会里面的这些恒常性的费用。
I believe that all of our churches have sufficient funds for their daily, everyday operation.
好，第十一节。
Verse 11.
第三道指令。
This is a third decree.
我这个很严厉啊。
It's very stern.
这个命令不能更改。
It says that this edict cannot be altered.
哦，更改就很严重了。
There will be severe punishment.
他人要被举起来挂起来，钉在这个十字架上一样，还要他房屋要拆成粪堆。
If anyone alters this edict, he will be hung, and his house will become a refuse.
不但这个指令不能更改，还要速速遵行，要用最快的速度去完成。
Not only this decree cannot be altered, it must be carried out swiftly.
所以这个指令一下来呀，哇，十三节说。
So in verse 13 it says.
那些河西的总督他们就遵行，速速遵行。
After the decree came down, the governor carried out the decree swiftly, diligently.
当然就是不阻挡。而且呢，不取这个供应的帮助啊。
And so the end result is that they no longer oppose the people of Israel. They instead help with the work.
那这样，这犹大的长老啊，因为先知的这个帮助勉励的话，就工作很顺利啊。
And through the faith of the elders and the encouragement by the prophets, they were able to rebuild this temple smoothly.
那就遵行神的旨意啊。完成了，很快就完工。
And by the will of God, the temple was finished very quickly.
最后呢，他们就十六节说，举行这个奉献神殿的礼。
And in verse 16, it says that they celebrated and they dedicated the house of God with joy.
然后呢，他们就开始正常的侍奉的工作。
And after that, they began to offer routine worship.
现在看二十二节。
In verse 22.
我说欢欢喜喜守除酵节七日，因为神使他们欢喜。
It says that they kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy, for the Lord made them joyful.
又使这亚述王的心转向他们，坚固他们的手，做以色列神殿的工程。
And God turned the heart of the king of Assyria toward them to strengthen their hands in the work of the house of God, the God of Israel.
所以他们会欢欢喜喜守住棚节，这个住棚节就是与神同乐，享受神的快乐。
And so they celebrated the feast of unleavened bread joyfully and enjoyed the joy in the Lord.
因为这个欢喜是神给的，神给他们欢欢喜喜。
They had this joy because God gave them the joy.
神感动王的心坚固他们的心，让他们能够完成这个一切的工程。
Because God moved the heart of the king of Assyria and allowed the work of the rebuilding to be completed.
这就是预表的说，最后我们这个教会的工程完成之后，我们就要与神同住了，我们就永永远远享受神的快乐。
It also represents how after the church of God has been built, he will receive us and we will enjoy a joy forevermore.
所以今天我们要完成工作，迎接主的再来，跟主耶稣永远同住，这个是神最后应许。
And so we let this be our aim to build up the church of God and so that we can enjoy the joy in the future with the Lord.
所以幕后真教会就是要完成神整个救赎的经纶，这样来享受神所应许的最宝贵的这个。
So the work of the true church of the end time is to complete the work of salvation that God has planned out and so that we may enjoy the joy in the Lord together.
进入神的安息。
And to enter into God's rest.
一切的工程都完毕了。
And after all the work is completed,
最后进入神的安息,
we will enter into the internal rest of God.
就是守住棚节的意义。
And this is the true meaning of the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
同时默祷。
Let us pray in silence.